sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Taking advantage of the sun. You know, there's another source of energy I think would outpace solar if we could find a way to harness in electricity. If you could take all the hot air coming out of government buildings and harness that, that might be a more source of energy from the sun, but we're years away from that. that was my lead into a vote coming up in June.
Oh, yeah. So we have the Arizona Corporation Commission is set to vote in June of 2017 on APS's upcoming rate case. So that would have a pretty significant impact on solar if it is passed as they've requested it. So the good news is, however, that APS has promised to grandfather anybody who goes solar before the rate case into the current program, so for 20 years, and they've gone on the record with that. So there's no reason that people should necessarily hesitate. In fact, you know, in the spirit of there's no better time to go solar than now, I would say if you've considered it and you live in APS territory, do it now, because they've already gone on the record that says you're going to be set in today's current rate structure, which is a pretty good rate structure for 20 years.
And APS isn't a bad company. And you look at we got a text that we were kind of laughing at. This person says, you know, solar should be on every building, commercial and residential, and this utility should be out of business. I tell you what. Flip off the main breaker on your home and see how long before you go flip it back on. You hear that? That wouldn't be possible without electricity and utilities. Yeah. I'm not opposed to utilities and paying my electric bill because they provide a service, and it's a service that is very convenient, and it makes especially that 3 months in the summertime very enjoyable. I'd much rather pay $300 than sweat for $300 a month. And sweat for 3 months out of the year.
Yeah. Well, the sun still goes down at night. And as long as that continues to happen, then, you know, we need to work hand in hand with the utilities to make sure that our customers are comfortable and that sort of thing. So you know, that's not going to change in the near future. And we've found that our approach of keeping an open dialogue with our colleagues at the utilities, SRP and APS, and figuring out how we can work together and how we can help evolve this industry together is probably a more beneficial approach than locking ourselves in our respective corners and closing off dialogue. And this program that SRP is doing right now is a perfect example of that, and that allows us to bring some value to our customers and their customers, and it's a win-win.
It just opens up more choices as well for the consumer, which is a good thing.
It's a good thing, and I like it a lot better than the wind turbines.
Mm-hmm.
You just person was saying the solar panels, they didn't want to go solar because they think they're ugly. I mean, there's some parts of California you drive through miles of these big, tall, stupid, ugly white wind turbines, half of which aren't even turning. Talk about ugly.
Indeed. Actually, wind and solar actually work together really well because, in most part, wind is most effective at night. And, of course, solar is effective during the day.
There's some parts in northern Arizona that really applies up on the mesas and Williams, and where you got a lot of wind constantly. So do you, are there a lot of applications for a homeowner to put a wind turbine on?
Ooh, gosh. You know what? I think that's pretty rare here in Arizona anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as it relates to the overall demand of the grid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, we're moving to a place where we'll have a mixture of energy sources and people will be able to some degree, mix and match how they generate electricity, whether they buy it from the utility or whether they generate it themselves through a series of different technologies that come together, as well as smart home automation, which will help them maximize their energy use within their house and get greater visibility to savings potential and that sort of thing. It's all coming very quickly.
If you've considered solar and if you're an APS or SRP customer, we've got a couple incentives that would, if you are in a buyer's market for that, now's a great time.
Yeah, we can save SRP customers up to $3,000, and we're doing a $500 cash back for all other Arizona utilities by the end of the month.
The $500 for the end of the month, the SRP is the first 300 that sign up. So
that's correct.
That could last another 5 minutes, that could last another 5 days, that could last another 5 weeks.
It's a while supplies last scenario. Mm-hmm.
And how would somebody contact Sun Valley Solar?
Easiest way to contact us is with our telephone number, 480-689-5000. You can also find us on the web and request a quote there, and that's just www.svssolutions.com. So there's two S's back to back in the middle there.
SVS, Sun Valley Solar Solutions. That had been a long URL.
Well, we tried to put more S's into it, but we couldn't find any more. We used them all up.
There
were no S's left.
All right. You've been listening to Rosie on the House. We'll be back next Saturday, 7 a.m. sharp. In the meantime, it's rosieonthehouse.com. You can find the podcast of this broadcast there, along with all of our other information we publish weekly. It's Rosie on the House. What a wonderful world.